Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Inside Hong Kong with Claire Huang, the Straits Times correspondent in the territory. Claire, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, Rachel. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Always great to have you on, Claire. And perhaps we can start off. Can you give us an update? What's the latest on the COVID-19 situation in Hong Kong?
Well, the pandemic has been under control for about 2 or 3 weeks now, with numbers down to low single digits. The most are imported cases, and many of the imported cases are actually from the Philippines. And we're approaching this threshold where flights from the Philippines could be banned for 2 weeks. This is going to be tricky for a city that relies heavily on domestic helpers, you know, like Singapore, right?
Yeah, and so the rules have been tightened for flights then, right, Claire?
Yes. If an inbound flight, has 3 or more confirmed cases, then it could be banned. So when I say banned, basically a commercial passenger flight can be banned from Hong Kong for 14 days. So the period is standard. It's 14 days. And so this is up. Three confirmed cases will be up from the threshold of 5. Also, within a 7-day period, if 2 flights from the same destination to Hong Kong each has 2 or more confirmed cases, it will also be banned. Previously, this was 2 consecutive flights with 3 infected passengers. They also have rules for the COVID-19 variant, which the South Africa variant, that's N501Y. From the same destination, and it doesn't matter what airline, okay, as long as it's from the same place, if you have 5 confirmed cases or more of this variant, flights will be banned. These places will be viewed as high-risk areas. There will be entry ban for passengers who have been in these areas for more than 2 hours. Okay, so once the area is viewed as lower risk, once it's after 14 days, visitors can then, from these places, can then come back to Hong Kong again, but they will have to undergo the 21-day mandatory quarantine.
And updates have been coming fast and furious out of Hong Kong this week, Claire, and the government also relaxed quarantine for vaccinated travellers. Can you tell us more about that?
So, good news for people from Singapore who want to come to Hong Kong. If you're vaccinated, you will have to do a shorter quarantine period. The Hong Kong government is reducing the quarantine period for vaccinated visitors by 7 days. This is across the board. This means that people from low-risk areas like Singapore, Australia, New Zealand will now do 7 days from 14 days. And this will take effect as early as end April or early May. Those people from medium and high-risk areas will serve a 14-day quarantine instead of 21 days. But besides the mandatory quarantine, inoculated visitors will also have to self-monitor another 7 days after the quarantine period.
And meanwhile, Claire, the city earlier this week outlined more relaxed rules for those vaccinated against COVID-19. What kind of measures are we talking about here?
Well, Chief Executive Carrie Lam on Monday outlined the different phases for which measures could be relaxed for people who have gotten the shots. She didn't specify the date, but social distancing rules, current ones, have been extended for 2 weeks until April 28th. So I guess it could be any time after that, where targeted relaxation could take place. So, for instance, right, under the plan, for the food and beverage sector, up to 12 patrons a table may be allowed if the staff and customers are fully vaccinated. This is up from the current 4 patrons a table. You have, for places where staff are fully vaccinated, when they say fully vaccinated, it means that they've had 2 doses of the vaccines as required, and they've waited another 14 days for antibodies to develop. And patrons who have had their first dose of the vaccine, then an area in the eatery could be carved out for these patrons.
And at the same time, Claire, Hong Kong's latest attempt to incentivize people to get vaccinated is already having an early impact, isn't it, on people signing up for shots?
Yes, that's right. We now have more than 950,000 doses of vaccines administered. We've got a population of 7.5 million. The approved vaccines are Sinovac and Pfizer BioNTech. Now, Mrs. Lam has been unhappy with the inoculation rate, and, you know, she wants it improved. So the officials have tied vaccination to having greater freedom or benefits, things like group dining, longer dining in services, quarantine measures, and things like that. So the number of bookings for the jabs spiked after she made the announcement earlier this week, but it remains to be seen whether, you know, people will actually take it up.
Now, Claire, we've got to ask you, because we've been following this closely since the end of last year, and on Wednesday we had an update, and Singapore's Transport Minister Ong Ye Kung said Singapore and Hong Kong are finalising details of an air travel bubble, and the progress on resurrecting the travel bubble is slow as both governments take a cautious approach. What impact are we likely to see if this passes?
Well, Rachel, what we know is this, that Hong Kong will be making it compulsory for passengers leaving Hong Kong and going on these bubble flights to be vaccinated. They will require them to be vaccinated. This is only a requirement for visitors leaving Hong Kong. People leaving Singapore will not be required to do so.
And just moving away from COVID-19, Claire, to more updates out of Hong Kong. Carrie Lam announced earlier this week as well that Hong Kong will hold its Legislative Council election on December 19th. So it's going to be a very busy year end for you. And that's after delaying the vote by more than a year because of the pandemic. What else can you tell us?
Well, Rachel, yes, it's going to be busy, busy, busy. There are three key elections in the next 12 months. The first is the election to select members of the powerful 1,500-strong election committee that picks not only the city's chief executive, but also now a majority of the lawmakers sent to parliament. This will be on September 19th. 3 months later, after that, will be the LegCo election, where instead of 70 seats in parliament, we now have 90, of which 20 will be directly elected by the people, and this is down from the previous 35. And then finally, on March 27, next year, we will have the chief executive race.
And finally, Claire, the government on Tuesday also said it will be illegal for residents to encourage others to boycott or cast blank ballots in the city's already limited local elections. What else can you tell us?
It would also be a crime to obstruct or prevent people from casting a ballot. Now, these offences will be punishable up to 3 years in prison. Chief Executive Carrie Lam had said that the new law that banned calls for protest votes would not be overreaching, but political analyst Manok, who's quite well respected here, differs. He said that the government wanted to use the new offences to prevent boycott action against the LegCo election, which then indicates that the government actually has very weak confidence in its own system in attracting voter participation.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for sharing all those updates with us today.
Thank you, Rachel, and have a great weekend.
Likewise, we've been speaking with Claire Huang, Hong Kong correspondent for The Straits Times, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.